Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang and Jonathan Brown are made for Melbourne. The Chrissy, Sam and Brownie podcast.
That's right. The podcast is just moments away, but we're here now. Jonathan Brown.
Present.
And instead of Chrissy Swan, Celia Pakwola joined us this morning.
Yeah. So nice. So this is the intro. This intro will happen before the podcast.
Yes.
So that's weird. I feel like we know the future.
This
people
is,
who are going to listen to this don't know what's going to happen.
There's a whole lot of show for you, Sil.
I can't remember. I made some joke. No. There was some joke at Sam's expense. I've just had a lovely time. Probably Kate Tindall
came in.
Was brilliant. The celebrity report
with Jack Charles.
It was all great.
It was good.
It's just I told you, you know, the engagement I get on my left hand side from you, Brownie, was incredible, and your turn of phrase, and I learned a lot.
And then
I look across at you, and the little mischievous glint of the corner of the eye. I'm getting to you, Dino.
Thank you.
I mean,
yes.
And on my right hand side. Yeah. Oh, actually, I'm not happy with you.
What?
You know why?
Oh, yeah.
People will find out why.
Yeah. They will find out. But it was a pleasure having you in, Celia. Come back soon and enjoy your podcast.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie, made for Melbourne, Nova 100.
Good morning, Melbourne. That's right.
Yes, that's right.
Chrissy Swan, after years of absent parenting, is trying to make amends and take her child to the first day of school.
Too late, though.
So, good morning, Jonathan Brown.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we welcome, for the next 2 hours, the one and the only Celia Pakwola.
Good morning. I was going to take Chrissy's kids to school, but that was weird. So instead, we thought this was a better fit.
And a veteran of radio too, Celia.
I was unaware of this. Of course, I know you as a great comedian, an accomplished actress.
Your radio. Quick. Yep.
What's your radio experience, Celia?
Up here now. I've been here for at least a minute and a half. I don't know.
Where else did you work? And what time slot? What time slot did you work in radio?
Look, all the good ones. 2 a.m., 4:30 a.m.
What day?
All the a.m.
What day?
Sundays. What's wrong with Sunday?
Nothing's wrong with Sundays.
Deep on a Sunday morning.
Nothing's wrong.
I also appear on the ABC, okay? I do radio on Sundays and I do TV on the ABC. That's who I am.
Hence, many people listening wouldn't have heard of you. So
exactly.
There you go. But you're with us till 9 and
yes.
Thank you so much for coming in. We've got a big, big show for you.
Get more Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Facebook and Instagram, made for Melbourne. Nova.
Celia Pakwola, I sincerely thank you for coming in today.
I know you've had a whole hour on your own, just the man cave, if you synchronised burps and stuff. You need to come.
It's a big thing for Sam, though, to be in here an hour early.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, let's be honest, there were no real winners in that first hour. But we're moving on. It's a 7 to, you know, where it's a new time.
It's a new hour.
It's a dawning of a new.
Okay.
And so I wanted to thank you for coming in. I know that you know, Chrissy, you and I have known each other for a while, but Brownie and Dino, you may not have done as much time as I would have personally liked you to have done.
Okay.
The idea that you and Jonathan Brown are together at last makes me smile.
I'm very excited, except for the way that you refer to as doing time, which is also how someone would refer to being in prison.
Doing time. I just want to give you a little example. If you look at Dino and you think a young, accomplished man and an anchor of a breakfast show in Melbourne Metropolitan Radio, this is just an example of the quality of broadcasting that you're dealing with Dino. Have a listen to that.
13-24-10, if you've got a joke for Pang, there is something in it for you if you think...
That's okay, it's all right.
You ran out of breath then, did you?
Yeah.
What's in it for him, mate?
You ran out of breath,
yeah,
first
we'll find a great prize.
Moonlight Cinemas.
Bang!
It's always great when your anchor, who has one job over there really, runs out of breath, full sentences are not his strength.
I mean...
And pressing the right buttons.
I'm an 11-year vet and I run my own race.
11-year veteran, Celia.
I mean, we're a country of... We love an underdog,
yeah.
You know?
Yes. That is true.
Oh, yes.
Or just could get a dog to do it. No.
He's beautiful.
No, hey, trying...
Trying
That's
monkey.
An example of Dino.
Okay.
Jonathan Brown, after a year and almost 2 weeks, I've discovered... and
Radio veteran.
Listeners
well,
have
Dino.
Discovered...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
..is a font of unexpected knowledge, and it spawned a new segment. Build up, isn't it?
Wow.
Often the intros are better than the segment.
Really?
These are things that things we've learnt from Brownie this year.
Just this year?
Just this year.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
In the last 2 weeks. Because you're talking about anything, Celia, and I'm always surprised at just little pearls that come out because you just, it's unexpected. This is what I've learned. This is what we've learned so far.
Mm-hmm.
The television show Suits.
Yes, watching that.
Is set in New is set in New York, but it's actually shot in Toronto.
That's wow!
Did you know that?
No,
you know that,
no. I mean, I feel better now.
That's good. I'm glad you do. I'm glad it's made
you. Did you just say that? Was that a text? Did you? I mean, you should have called me immediately. Does the authorities know?
Seals.
Does the papers know?
I'm always supportive in breaks. And Chrissy Swan was talking about Suits. Meghan Markle, who is going out with Prince Harry, was talking about Suits. So I just thought I'd add a little bit of information there. So, because I like to support my fellow
broadcasters. You're like a crop duster of facts.
He is. And this. These are all on air, Seals. Our listeners have enjoyed these in the last 2 weeks as well.
Okay. They're better for the knowledge.
Here's one for you. Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian dated Reggie Bush, who was a great college footballer. And
famous American footballer.
There you go. Firstly, no one would know who he was. And the fact that Brownie slipped that into celebrity news, I thought was astonishing because I didn't know that either.
That's right. Well, he helped put her on the map because he was more famous than she was in America. When she first popped onto the map about a decade ago.
See?
There you go.
Catfishing.
I feel like I've run out of breath. Yes.
Catfishing.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Brownie where its origins were of the term catfishing.
Yes. Yep.
His answer was from the US.
Wow. I'm pleased you didn't say from the ocean.
That could easily have been.
That was too obvious.
Sorry. It's my first day.
Seals, what about this one? He watched Married at First Sight the other day. Episode one,
Our money for that.
Episode one of Married at First Sight, you watched for the benefit of this show.
Mm-hmm.
Episode two, you weren't required to, but it seems like you were just all in anyway and you loved it.
I did. I really enjoyed it.
And according to you, love at first sight, you know within 7 seconds.
That's right. According to one of the psychologists on Married at First Sight, where they match up the couples.
Then why? How does the show go for half an hour?
Two hours is down too soon.
2 hours.
Oh, yeah. Come on, catch up. Two hours, this buddy thing.
This is crazy. That should be the quickest program in the world.
And three nights in a row, they're flogging it. I didn't do it last night.
And the last one for me, and you may get to experience this over the next hour and 45 minutes, Seals. Uh-huh. If we're talking to Jonathan and he looks at you and says, is that right? He's got nothing.
Good to know.
Is that right?
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
You'll be running out of adjectives by the end of the show, by the way. Great.
It'd be
amazing.
Very nice. I feel a bit like a substitute teacher, so I was expecting more pranks. Mind you, the morning is young.
Righto, Seals. We'll see how you go with this one. Each night I trawl through the papers or the website, news.com last night. Tickled me fancy. A Scottish man left his phone at work.
Oh, no.
Yeah, left his phone at work.
Front page news was that?
And you know when, even though you've got a passcode on your phone,
mm-hmm.
If you get text messages, sometimes the settings, it can light up the phone and you can see on the screen.
Yes. When the text message,
you can read
the
screen. That's mm-hmm. right. So this young Scottish bloke leaves his phone at work. And obviously his work colleagues have a bit of a laugh when they hear the beep, beep come through. They check the message. Got a message from Mum. Was three friggin' sausages not enough for you? You have to take one off Gary's plate. Frigging rude. I'm sick to bloody death of you. So, obviously, this young Scottish lad sitting up at the dinner table last night, he's stolen another snag off his brother Gary's plate.
Can I play devil's advocate and just suggest that three sausages really should be enough? You know, big fella, don't you?
Is that right?
Yeah. It should be.
Well, it should be enough. Three sausages gets you through.
Well, can I suggest, if you're having dinner together, that bring up the sausage situation at the time rather than sleeping on it and then sending a text the next day? Do you know what I mean? Right. I mean, family values. This is the problem. No communication about sausages immediately.
The old theory that you should never go to bed angry. Poor woman has gone to bed, you know, holding that close to her heart.
And then within a minute, a missed call from Mum pops up as well. So there's drama. So the work colleagues, this is very funny. So now, but they've also got a text message from Gaz, who is the brother. And the text message comes through and says, take the piss. So obviously maybe someone's playing a prank or maybe someone's got a hold of the phone. So we're not sure about that. So this brings me back to a story up at the Lions back in my footy day, Seal. When
Seals doesn't know you played footy.
Used to play footy back in the day, up north.
Is that right?
Reasonably successful, weren't we, Pengy?
He was in the
early days.
He was a great, just asking.
No. Mel Michael, a good teammate of mine, mm-hmm. would often, if you left your phone at work or in the locker room, Mel would come through and grab your phone and would send out text messages.
Bit of funny business.
This is the days really before the passcodes were on and too much at all. So one day Mel left his phone at the club. And he'd forgotten all about it. Or actually, he might have been doing a weight session left in the locker room. So Justin Lepich, who's our old coach, gets up, decides to get Mel's phone, goes into Mel's phone and says, changes the setting from, he goes and looks for his own name. So in the phone is Leper. He goes into the Pitts edit, changes the name from Leper to Lee Matthews, our coach, our great coach, very intimidating coach. He was lethal. And so every time that Leper calls Mel, it's going to come up as Lee Matthews or text him.
You're following this?
Yes, I am.
You went a bit glassy-eyed after you heard weight session. After you heard weight session.
I'm really trying.
Stay with us.
So then Mel gets a text message from Leper.
Lee Matthews.
From Lee Matthews. Mm-hmm. Comes through and says, Mel, I want to see you in my office today. Now, there was a few frivolities going on in the gym. The boys were mucking around a little bit, and Lee happened to walk into the gym throughout the day, so they thought they might be able to catch Mel out here. So Mel, all panicking. Now, Lee's a pretty intimidating character.
Terrifying.
He's looking at this, terrifying. He's looking at this text message thinking, oh, my God, what do I do? He goes down to the gym and says to Leper, you wouldn't believe it, Lee has texted me and said, you know, I need you to see me in my office. He's panicking. Really worried about the situation. So Mel goes up. He knocks on Lee's door. Lee's in a meeting. He's, come in. Open the door. Opens the door. There's six coaches sitting there in a meeting. They are picking the team for the weekend's game. Very earnest look on Lee Matthews' face. He goes, Mel, what do you want? We're clearly in an important meeting here. He goes, well, Lee, you left a text message. You sent me a text message on my phone that I had to see you in your office. He goes, Mel, I wouldn't even know how to send a text message. Get out. Mel turned and said, I think I've been hacked. So there you go.
Oh, got him. God.
So you can be got.
Keep an eye on your phone today, Seals.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on it.
Julia.
Lee Matthews may be texting you at any minute.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Celia Pakola in for Swan today.
What a great world it is, speaking of great, what a world it is when Celia Pakola and Jonathan Brown can hang out for 2 hours together.
I put a name forward. Don't you worry about that.
I know, mate. It's
incredible.
Now that the first 25 minutes have gone
exactly
well.
I wouldn't exactly say it was a Melbourne Cup field though, Celia.
No, that's true. But you don't know what that means. That's fine. Just move on.
You wouldn't say you were a Melbourne Cup field.
You wouldn't say it was a Melbourne Cup
Well, I wouldn't
Cup
say
field.
You're a watermelon licked smackers.
There you go. Hey, take that.
I love that.
I don't
term.
Know what that means.
I'm
just trying to confuse you.
Chrissy Swan is away today because she's taking her child, one of them. Harpo or Groucho, whichever one it is, to school. And I think actually let's just, it's Kit, isn't it?
Yeah, Dino?
Let's Kit explain where Chrissy is today.
Today is my first day of school and my mom is taking me. She can't work today, but Celia Bacola, she's going to do a great job. Mum will be back tomorrow.
Oh, like, that's the best. That was me.
It's the best, I know.
Oh, my God, it's a lot of pressure.
It is. Kid is 13.
Nova, Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang and Jonathan Brown.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
let's get the show started. Chrissy's Celebrity Stuff.
Not Chrissy this morning. The one and only Jack Charles is joining us.
What a time to be alive. So,
can you just try to sound sincere, please?
Yeah, I am sincere. What a time to be alive. I get to deliver you celeb stuff. Go on. So, Married at First Sight, one of the great vlogs, Michael,
yes,
who is this guy, yes, have a listen. This is what he said.
I'm pretty picky.
I like good teeth, nice smile, little ears.
So
we said the other day, Celia Pasquale, that he wants to marry a Jack Russell. But what is that? What's the latest, Jack?
So he's a stripper, and on the show, he was a bit cagey about telling the chick he ended up with that he was a stripper.
Oh, cagey! He didn't tell her.
Well, didn't end up telling her. Well, photos have now emerged. They're on our Insta for I'm not sure how long because they'll get removed. Jeez. Of he with his schlong out. And
can I just say that's the second time in an hour you've said the word schlong?
Well, what? He loves it. Penis? I don't know. what's?
He's in fair nick.
Yeah, well, he's a stripper. Well, yeah, as a general rule,
the old washing board.
Yeah, strippers. I mean, it's better to be.
Yeah, still he's overwhelmed.
He could be a stripper. I mean.
Put the photo down.
I'm going to need some
down.
Time.
Yeah. He's got an 8-pack.
Anyway, it's on a Facebook group called Bad Girls Advice if you want to do some digging. If you've been living under a rock and you just woke up, Beyonce is pregnant with twins. She's 35, by the way.
Yeah.
She did an Insta about 5:30 this morning. It's a bit of a weird shot, but hey.
Celia, your reaction to
Beyonce's... I didn't know. I've been living under a rock. Yeah, thank you.
No worries.
Twins.
Always good to offend one of the co-hosts, Jack.
Yeah, no. Do you know her? Fault. I know who she is, yeah.
Yeah, do you know her kid? Hey, do you know her current kid's name?
No.
Blue Ivy.
Really?
Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy. That sounds like a paint colour.
Haven't you heard of Blue Ivy? Blue Ivy's already 5 years old.
That's out of Dulux.
Who knows what she's going to name.
All right, good news, Jack.
And just last, Miranda Kerr is going to appear in a Super Bowl. I'm not a fan.
No.
Super Bowl commercial anyway.
Hang on, you're off Miranda.
Whoa. Can we just get a record scratch in here somewhere or an old Western? Miranda Kerr has a book called Treasure Yourself, which is about self-esteem. It's pink. It's about self-esteem for girls, and I do not care for it. I think they wrote treasure instead of go.
Wow.
Good stuff.
I know. Wow. Sorry.
Well, she'll be getting paid a mint for this. She's doing it with a guy called Cam Newton, one of Brown Dog's mate. He's an NFL star, and the commercial's 60 seconds, and she's in about 3 seconds of it, and this is all she says.
That's a good-looking Buick right there.
That's a Buick, and I'm a supermodel.
Nice play, Billy!
Miranda Kerr? Oh.
Nice play, Billy Seals. You're an actress. What do you think of that performance?
I believe every word.
Well done, Jack Charles. I actually understood 50 to 60% of the words coming out of your mouth there. Well done, mate.
Sam Wood, ex-bachelor, gym owner, and he recently flew to Scotland to surprise a person who went from a size 26 to a size 12 using his program. Pangy used to get trained by Sam Wood too. And Woody said to Pang, "Mate, I've flown 23 hours to congratulate someone, but if you lose some weight, I'm not driving to Northcote." Here's Wood.
That's pretty true, isn't it, Sammy?
It is. Good morning, Sam Wood. One of my favourite people in the world. Celia Pasquale, have you ever seen this man?
Yes, I have. But have you? I'm a very pressing question. So, did you train Sam Pang?
Is that real? Is that real? Because you're looking at Sam,
I did it.
I'm just interested to have an insight. You know what kind of man you are under pressure when you break him? Is he crying?
Oh, no, that's a good question. Like, no, actually, he steps up. I mean, he's no brownie, but he steps up. He was good.
I did it for about 5 weeks, Seals, and then
that's ages.
He tested out my 28 program in the flesh. He came down to my gym, the woodshed, and. Chin-ups were his nemesis, but on everything else, on all the pushing movements, he's a little pocket rocket, but the chin-ups were the thing that
worse. I dropped 5 in 5 weeks, but then eventually, just seeing Sam that often wore a bit thin, if you know what I mean. And then you move on, that's fine, you know what I mean?
That's right.
But I'm really enjoying the weight loss and the fitness, but I cannot bear to talk
to
you anymore.
Talking. But this is great. This you don't have to, this online program, though.
You can see as much or as little as you like. That's right.
Oh, wow. And tell us the story, mate, how one of your clients recently jumped onto your app and lost over 50 kilos, a lady based in Scotland.
Yeah, so, I mean, a bit of a random story. She came to Australia for a holiday when my season of The Bachelor was on, and she caught one episode and then literally would download the episodes on YouTube and watch them once she returned home. And I'd always see she'd comment on my Instagram and comment on Snezha's Instagram. I'm like, who is this lady? She's a diehard fan. And when I launched my program a year ago, she was one of the first people to sign up from Edinburgh, from Scotland. And her goal was to lose 50 kilos. So we watch everyone's progress and we keep in touch with them and support them and answer their questions. And she hit her goal of 50 kilo weight loss, and I messaged her and reached out to her and said, I'd love to fly you to Australia. You're a really big part of the community. And she wouldn't have a bar of it. She sort of flat out refused and was almost a bit offended and sort of said, please don't bring it up again.
So you got her offside.
Well, no. She's just, she's a very, she's a very humble lady. She doesn't want a big song and dance to be made about her. But
like you used to be.
Yeah, before you became a megastar, exactly.
Before you won Best Newcomer,
then
you changed.
Thank you.
That's right. Remember those days? But so Snez and I jumped on a plane, and she's now lost 55 kilos in under a year. And so we jumped on a plane and flew over to Edinburgh and knocked on her door on a Sunday morning, two Sundays ago, and surprised her and spent the day with her.
Wow, took her out for pizza, which was not a great idea.
Yeah, that's right. Went to an all-you-can-eat bar, and she's now put on 10. No.
That is amazing, mate.
It was amazing. She was out last night. Amazing effort.
Yeah, there were tears.
She was unrecognisable to her.
Yeah, so, I mean, she went from 122 kilos to 67 kilos.
Amazing. Is
signed up for a half marathon, and she never even walked around the block. So yeah, she's totally. She's 52 years old. She's no spring chicken, but she's an amazing woman.
So if I just download the app, then just keep living my life as normal, I'll lose 50. Yeah,
that's right. It's one touch of a button, and the weight just falls off, Celia. That's right.
No,
you've got to watch the video and do everything he says. You can't. What? Yeah, exactly.
But it's only 28 minutes a day, so it's less than half an hour a day.
Right.
So it's very achievable.
Hey, do you and Snez ever train together? I know you've got your app, but Kylie, wife, who's been getting fit, she was training on an app the other day, and I got out there and trained with her.
I saw you, yep.
It was a little bit intimidating. I'm a former athlete. I thought I should just be able to dominate her here, but she got the best of me.
I've got Snez covered in that department, but that Snez doesn't raise the bar too high. I mean, Snez is pretty normal. We don't train that often together. She will usually come in to the woodshed and I'll ride her up something and keep an eye on her from afar, and she sort of hurls abuse at me from the other end of the gym, or she does my program at home, but she won't do it when I'm at home.
And quick ones to finish the sentence. Snez is the woman that you met
I think we've covered this. Snezhana.
Still together.
Yeah, you've met her 10 times.
Still together.
We do this every time. We're still together. We're engaged. Getting married this year.
Unbelievable.
I know.
How long's that now?
Nearly 2 years.
It's a long time.
Where is he getting married?
Overseas.
On an app. You can watch it on an app. Don't worry.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Swanee's taking her son Kit to school today for the first time. So Celia Pakola is in. I gave her show 5 stars.
Oh.
There you go. It's official.
That's well nice.
Celia would recognise as a stand-up comedian, also an accomplished actress.
Oh, thank you. After knowing the story I'm about to tell you, I'm kind of okay with people not being able to place who I am at this point.
Brownie, you didn't know Celia before you met her last year on the show, did you?
No, I didn't.
No.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you on, Seals.
Oh, that's nice.
And
oh, look, I was so defensive. I was so about to go, I didn't know who you were either, mate. All right? Jeez.
Jonathan Brown, Celia Pakola, together
worlds,
at last.
Different worlds. And look, I've got to talk about something quite... I'm a feminist, 100%, right? But something's happened that makes me concerned that maybe I'm either a bad feminist or maybe I'm a bit sexist, okay?
Ooh,
I know. Right. I'm not proud of this. But something happened. I was getting a massage. That's not it.
Right.
I was getting a massage. I don't do it all the time. Don't look at me like that. I don't live in a castle. Sometimes I get a massage. All right?
That's right.
I like the connection.
Nice.
I like the connection that
doing massage in a castle.
If you get a massage, all of a sudden you're you're royalty.
I know what you like. You're looking at me going, oh, yeah.
You with your massages over there.
Bloody, it's nice. I like it. Wasn't for anything. It was just purely for relaxation.
That's
not
good.
Even for a thing. Nothing wrong with
that.
Me.
Nothing sexist about that.
No.
Nothing feminist about that.
No.
Everyone gets a massage.
Right. Okay, so far, so good. Go get a massage with a random person. I don't care who it is. However, it turned out the person who was giving a massage walked out was a man. Okay?
Yeah.
It was a young, good man.
The masseur was a man.
The masseur was a man.
Well, that's not
are
shocking.
Are we still okay? Not shocking.
Not shocking.
Still okay. Attractive man. I'll say it. Mm-hmm. He was.
It wasn't Michael from Married at First Sight, the master.
No, it wasn't. No. Now, I know what you're thinking. Like, how can this story go where usually it's the other way around? Usually it's a guy going, oh, look out. Sexy female masseur might have a bit of an issue. Woman, that's not a problem. This is not where this story is going, guys.
That's right.
Male masseur, fine. Attractive man. Doesn't make me feel good. I don't like anyone attractive. They make me uncomfortable.
What have you... What? Hold on. You don't like attractive people.
Look, they're
what
fine.
What have you got against this?
I just... they're fine. They make me uncomfortable. But I don't know. They're fine. Yeah. Anyway. So attractive man, massage. I'm like, oh, well, this is not ideal, but still fine. Good for him. Anyway, getting the massage, right? Very nice. Relaxing. Bit on edge because it's an attractive man.
Yeah, he couldn't
relax. But it was so good. It must have been so good that I managed to relax because I fell asleep.
I sense you had some excitement. Are you excited?
I fell asleep. Oh, so good. It was so relaxed. Nice. I fell asleep. And I know that I fell asleep because I woke up. And I know that I woke up because I woke up because I farted.
Oi!
Yeah. And there's so much things need to happen. Right. So here's what happened. Fella massage.
My opinion
man.
Is quickly changing.
I know. Look, it's the nightmare scenario. I'm just sharing, right? Yeah. I'm the only one brave enough to say it. Nice. Fell asleep, woke up, woke myself up with my fart, farted in his face. Say in his face, don't need a sound effect. All right. All right. Guys, I'm bearing my soul here.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
There's people in their cars going, this is a nightmare, and I lived through it.
Hey,
I thought you would have been drooling. You woke up and you're drooling down the hole.
You think if I had a choice of drooling and farting in a hot male masseur's face, okay, I will walk out. I will walk
last one.
Out.
Last one.
Promise?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right.
Can I defend him for 1 second, Seals?
Yeah,
this is the first time ever.
You got to use that sound effect?
Well, he's used the right sound
in the
effect.
Right spot.
The right spot. So,
I'm proud of you. Anyway, so
you
it was a nightmare.
Up.
It was the worst. Look, it's the worst thing that could ever happen ever. And a nightmare scenario. And I said nothing. And he said nothing. But this is where I'm worried that I might be sexist because I'm 100% sure if it was a woman, I would have laughed and talked and spoken to them about it, but because it was a man, I did not.
Oh.
Do you know what I did do, though?
What?
Tipped him.
Wow. I would have thought the fart would have been enough, by the way. I don't think you tip masseuses.
Well, I had to do something. It was awful. I felt so bad.
How much
do you tip a guy?
Is the tip for a masseur that you were farting in his face?
I know. Do you want to guess? Is this a fun game? Let's not take all
10 bucks.
Hang on, how much was the massage first?
Oh, I can't remember.
So 75 bucks for an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have rounded it up.
It's up to 100.
400.
Chris,
what do you do?
You say 10 bucks.
How many? How much tip?
What's your get? You 100, say 10 bucks?
100. 100 bucks.
See, 100 bucks seems, that's too much.
No, 100,
yeah, that was really
100
good.
Total. No, so $25
tip. Pangy's got it, 10 bucks. I think Pangy's been here before.
Yeah, it's a... I know what the right amount to tip is when you fart during your massage.
And it's 10 bucks. 10 bucks. All right.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Good morning, Melbourne. Jonathan Brown, good morning.
Sam.
Dino, good morning. Hello. And instead of Chrissy Swan this morning, the beautiful,
gosh.
The talented, Celia Pakwala. That's all. No, I was out.
Oh,
at
all right.
2.
Fair enough.
How are
you? Hello. I'm so well. I've had a lovely hour. So far,
goes quick, doesn't
time.
It? Goes quick.
Does
I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot.
Oh, what have you learned?
I can't remember right now.
Well done.
But it was something.
Tell you what, Sam likes Seals that you've came into the show, but you haven't tried to take over the show. He likes you to stay out of his way. In fact, he said on the golf course yesterday that he's looking forward to today because he's one step closer to having only his name on the billboard.
Oh.
He believes that the show should be just called Pang.
Sam.
Get rid of the Chrissy and Brownie. She'll be just paying. He's one step closer to the man.
Sam and Sam show.
Let's be honest, you know. Chrissy's a sweet kid and you're lucky to be here. But Chrissy is away because she is, after years of absent parenting, is trying to right the wrong of not a great time in her life by taking her kid Kit to school for the very first time. And we heard him earlier, but let's have a listen to Kit again.
Today is my first day of school and my mom is taking me. She can't work today, but Celia Pakwala, he's going to do a great job. Mum will be back tomorrow.
That's sweet, isn't it?
It is sweet.
She's coming from a long way back, Swan.
Exactly.
She's got a lot of work to do.
Doing
it's
going
to
well.
Take more than taking your kid to school.
It's the only house I've ever seen where the kids wear name tags.
Kate Tindall, number 8 for the Western Bulldogs. And Brownie, you'll love this one. Her favourite movie is Remember the Titans. Yes. Oh, yeah. What a movie. Here's Kate.
Kate Tindall, thank you so much for coming in. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Pangy. Thanks for having me.
How exciting is the Women's League starting this weekend? The Western Bulldogs play on Saturday night, but on Friday night, Carlton taking on Collingwood.
That's right.
What's it like being a part of this magnificent thing?
Oh, look, it's really exciting. I can't lie. You know, everyone wants to talk to you about it. In fact, the other day I sort of said, I'm going to be exhausted by the time Saturday comes around just because everyone wants to talk about it.
That's right. Of course, Saturday night, Witten Oval, Fremantle. So it'll be on Channel 7 and on Fox Footy, all the games. How are you going to be? The morning of the game, waking out, because this is the big moment now. And you guys are pioneers. The first ever season, and you're going to be heroes to many girls and young boys growing up as well. By the time you wake up on Sunday morning.
But no pressure or anything. Jeez, calm down.
It's huge, isn't it?
Thanks, Azealia.
Yeah,
look, you know, no doubt we'll be really excited. I'm sure there'll be a little bit of nerves. I must admit we had a bit of a practice run a couple of weeks ago when we were training with the boys. I didn't think anything of it until I sort of...
Trained with the senior boys, the senior boys.
Yeah, we had a joint session and... kind of drove into the car park. The car park was full, kind of looking for a car park, and I thought, oh, this is big. And all of a sudden, I got really nervous. So I thought, oh, this will be a good practice run for the game.
Didn't park in the coach's spot, did you?
I haven't heard, so hopefully not.
Who did you play on at training, when you were training? Which of the senior Bulldogs players you play on?
Well, I did some goal kicking with Stu Cramery because we're both number 8, so that was nice to have a few kicks with him. He sort of said, well, let's see what you've got, and that put me on the spot a bit, but it was good fun.
Seals, it's really capturing the imagination of the footy community. Friday night it all kicks off for the first ever Women's League, and by the way, the promotion has been amazing in terms of media coverage and everything, and especially the AFL have rejigged an old idea, an old promo from the 90s that the men did, and they've done it for the women. And listen out for these magnificent voices promoting the game. Kelly Underwood, Kathy Freeman, Lee Lin Chin. Have a listen to this.
Calling the game for women? I'd like to do that. Women kicking balls. I like to see that.
More women making Australian sporting history. Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Girls following their dreams? We'll show you that.
Good ad. So good ad. Originals were unbelievable. That was just spine-tingling, Brownie.
Exactly, spine-tingling. Part of the promotion of the game, and also part of the promotion of the game, is the player profiles. The old-school player profiles have been put out on the AFL websites and on the internet. And I was quite interested in just doing my research last night, Kate, on yourself, and I went and found your player profile, which, of course, goes through the customary questions. You know, you've got your name, your number, Guernsey number 8.
Number 8.
So your name is Kate Tindall. Your nickname, Tindall. The girls...
doesn't seem good.
The girls couldn't work a little bit harder to come up with something more original than Tindall.
Oh, I'm sure as the season progresses, maybe.
I hope so.
Well, Celia Pequala, Brownie. Celia Pequala is can do anything. Writer, director, producer, actress.
Oh, right, okay.
Kate Tindall.
Nickname?
She's your teammate. What's the nickname for Kate Tindall?
Tinny.
Yeah, I do get that sometimes.
Well, there you go. So from
good,
now
on,
girls, can we just call her Tinny instead of Tindall? But I'll work my way through the player profile. Shows you're a teacher, primary or secondary?
Secondary.
Secondary.
Oh,
Shout out to your class. Where at? What school?
Well, I work at the Travancore School and I'm based at the Royal Children's Hospital this year.
Oh, very good. I'll get further down the player profile here. If you could ask one person to be your mentor, who would it be? Well, football mentor, Bob Murphy, of course, the captain of the Bulldogs.
Good choice.
Or Corey Enright, retired Geelong superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Life mentor. You'd think, you know, life mentor,
Oprah.
Oprah would be a really good. Who else would be a famous lady?
Ellen.
What about a local female maybe? Jessica Mowboy.
Jessica Mowboy.
Life mentor. Sam Pang.
Hey! Nay.
Hey, really, this champagne. Life mental.
That's right, yes.
Life mental.
Yeah, look, that was the first thing that I thought of when I saw mentor. I thought, yeah, life mentor. I love listening to Sam Pang. He makes me laugh every morning and, yeah, who else?
Things wow.
Not to mention his football ability as well.
Oh, right, yeah.
Should we mention his football? Is he good? Has he got football?
Former Collingwood under 19 player. Emergency in the 91 grand final.
I often do things for charity, and I played in a charity game late last year for the EJ.
Oh, that's right.
Witten.
And they showed you your stomach, didn't they?
Anyway.
Alrighty-o.
Fantastic player profile.
Anyway, but we've got an opportunity because I'm assuming this is the first time you've met Sam Pang.
Absolutely.
Right?
So you've just from afar, you've just looked at me and thought, that's the way I like to live my life. Really?
Absolutely.
But I mean, this is your opportunity to give in person some life coach advice. Would you like that?
Okay, throw them at me.
Absolutely. The thing that got you over the line was last year when I heard you actually come in and start later than Brownie and Chrissy, and I was like, that's my kind of man.
Lazy, I like to call it.
You should do that on
work-life balance.
Kate, you should do that on Saturday night. Just rock up at quarter time. you don't have to.
That's what I'm talking about.
Come on, Kate, give me one question. I'll answer it. Anything you want. A bit of advice.
Music before the game is always good to pump us up or motivate us. What's your best pump up or motivation song?
Oh, it's a good question. Well, obviously I have.
Come on, girls, let's go.
I don't want anyone to ever think that I that I've been bought or I'm just a slave to the man upstairs. But I say this sincerely. It's nothing to do with who I work with, but anything from Ed Sheeran is great. So No, I would go with an old classic. I'd just go with Eye of the Tiger. You know what I mean, mate? It was it's there first and it's the original. So if you can listen to that on Saturday, Kate, I reckon you'll be in good stead for Saturday night. But
there you go.
This will be playing down the Witten Oval Saturday night against Freo.
We are so excited about this. And all 28 games of the AFL Women's League, you can see them on Fox Footy. Kick ass this weekend. It's going to be amazing.
Awesome. Thanks, Dino. Thanks guys.
Good Cup, Bad Cup with Sam Pang and Jonathan Brown.
Yeah, that's right. We've dusted off this segment from last year,
Brownie. Been a while, Pang.
And the amazing Celia Pequala in for Chrissy today. She takes her kid to school. We just thought we'd give the audience a chance to get to know you a little better.
Hi, I'm only here for it today.
True, but that we hope that is true.
Yeah.
Good point. Well done.
No, but you're right.
We feel that people will be able to get to know you best
while I'm
by
here for such
being
a
interrogated.
Short time.
I'm
being interrogated. Is this something we used to do to Chrissy, or is this something? Is this a segment?
No, usually usually it's for guests.
Ah, okay.
But we thought people. This is an opportunity, like you said, to get to know Celia. So Brownie, kick off things. Good Cop.
That's right. With respect, Celia, you're an accomplished writer, actor, TV star. You've been on Sam's show. Have you been paying attention several times?
I don't know that it's Sam's show.
I've enjoyed your performances more than Sam when you are on the screen together. What has been a career highlight of yours? What's been the highest? You look back and you go, that's the thing I'm most proud of.
Is this serious?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Probably hosting the gala last year, the Comedy Festival gala.
That is a big
It's very,
big
very
guess.
Scary.
Well done. Good answer. Thanks. Of course, Brownie used to see the Comedy Gala once a year and think that was actually just the Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
So well done. You did a great job too, by the way.
Thanks.
Just one from me. In 2009, Celia, you appeared many times on SBS's history-based quiz show ADBC, where your appearances as a panellist were described by Debbie Enker in The Age as not exactly bringing your A-game. How do you respond to accusations that you single-handedly brought down the show by undermining its hilarious and adorable host, me, by intentionally giving subpar performances?
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I've been living with the guilt of this, and it feels good to finally have been caught out because I know that I did destroy that show from the inside out because I wanted to destroy you. And I thought I was jealous, so I just thought, you know what, I'm going to be the subbest par I can be today.
I had my suspicions, and there is tanking, right?
It's
the first episode of tanking. Go, Brownie.
Well done, Seals. I'm in support of you. Kate Tindall spoke about her life mentors, her football mentors. In your game, in the entertainment game, you must have had mentors or inspiration. Who was your inspiration growing up?
Rick Mayall, 100%.
Nice.
Who's that?
Drop Dead Fred.
Drop Dead Fred. Oh, yeah. Young Ones, English man.
Very good.
Interesting. Didn't know that. Celia.
Yes.
Your show Rosehaven, about best friends taking over a real estate agency in Tasmania, was a huge success, both critically and judging by your new car out front commercially. Is it true, Celia, that originally your and Luke McGregor's characters were to have a romantic relationship? However, after the first day of shooting, frantic changes were made to the script after the complete lack of sexual chemistry between you and McGregor was revealed. True or false?
It's our complete lack of sexual chemistry with anyone in the whole world, unfortunately, is the problem. Just complete lack of sexual chemistry, full stop. We repelled each other like in positive and negative batteries. There was talk of us being romantically entangled, but we can't pull it off. We can't pull it off. We're friends.
One more brownie?
Yep. Celia, lead a very exciting life, very diverse as well, with a range of different roles. But I'm interested. We've all got our bucket lists. Like one of my bucket lists is go to the Super Bowl. Now, I wouldn't have thought that's on your bucket list. But Celia, what would be at the top of the list? What would be on the top of the list?
Top of your bucket list? I want to be in Doctor Who. I don't want to be Doctor Who, but I just want to be in an episode of Doctor Who. Even if I'm in an extra, I'm running away from an alien. I want to be in it.
That's great. I love hearing this thing. Final one from me.
Didn't realize Doctor Who was still on.
Yep. Oh, we've got a lot to talk about.
As you just crowbarred in there, you're an acclaimed actor. And recently you won an actor award for best guest or supporting actress in a television drama for your performance in The Beautiful Lie. Mm-hmm. How do you respond to critics?
To the fact that I thought personally you were terrible.
No. How do you respond to critics who say you were lucky to win that award and that your win was tainted because, and I quote, it was hardly a Cox Plate field that year?
I don't know what that means. I don't know how
it
to
means
respond
what,
to that.
Not much. Not a great year for performances that year.
Wasn't a great feel.
Oh, it was an easy. Not much else going. Sweet. That's how I wish everything in my life was.
There you go.
I want every year of my life to be a not Cox. What? It was the thing.
Perfect.
Thank you.
That's how you do.
Good cup, bad cup. With Sam Pang and Jonathan Brown.
It wasn't so bad.
No, it was okay. It's weird. I kind of want... You should do... Brownie, you'd be good at hosting This Is Your Life. It's really... I could listen to that.
I thought that. Step aside, Mike Munro.
Yeah. Because it's kind of scary. It's like you're kind of threatening me with my own past.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Now, it is 17 degrees.
Nova. Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang and Jonathan Brown.
And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Let's get the show started. Chrissy's Celebrity Stuff.
Although this morning, our one and only, Jack Charles, our baby producer, is in here doing celebrity stuff. I've enjoyed it so far.
Yeah.
One more to go.
He's not a baby producer anymore. Yeah, he's 20
can we
years
move on?
He doesn't produce any babies except for you. So.
Thank you. Oh, that's a good one.
Zing!
No more baby producer. No more Jackie the Lucky. He's a grown man, 20 years old.
Yeah, 20.
So, good luck.
It was really great of... for my birthday, Sam and Brownie took me out for my... Chrissy and Brownie took me out for my birthday, but I didn't even hear from Sam.
Oh, that was really nice. Sounds like Sam.
Yeah.
Just for anyone listening over the age of 16, good luck trying to understand any of these words.
So, Beyonce is pregnant.
You call yourself a left winger.
Continue on.
Yeah. Beyonce is pregnant if you're just waking up. She's expecting twins. She took to Instagram this morning to announce the news, and she's already got Blue Ivy, who is 5 years old.
I tell you, there's
old.
A baby producer.
Yeah, she
twins.
Yeah.
Double whammy.
Yes. Yeah. Popping them out.
Thank you.
Last night on the project, Packer's ex, Zipporah Malika, used to be known as Kate Fisher, did like an exclusive with Carrie Bickmore, but she recorded it before she went into the jungle. So there was no jungle chat. She pretty much, she's had a bit of a rough time, obviously went from being a millionaire to ending up homeless. And when she was asked about Packer, this is what the conversation, sort of how it went.
I was in a relationship with a man and we already planned how many children we were going to have and what their names were. And that didn't happen.
And that was the relationship with James Packer?
That was the relationship with... I know, Carrie, it's your job to ask these questions, but I tell you, I hate talking about him. I hate being defined by him.
So she apparently there, I mean, I can't remember when it all happened, but he apparently gave her $10 million. That's what they were reporting back then. But he didn't. He gave her a few hundred grand and a house that was worth a mil. So she did all right.
What about the editorial at the end? She did all right.
Well, she obviously didn't because she ended up homeless, but I mean...
Oh, yeah. Not as good as Mariah Carey, though.
No.
$10 million ring.
Yeah, exactly. They're done anyway.
Well, can I ask why her name... Where is her name?
So she converted back to Judaism. Okay. Is that, yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Good one. And just lastly, Kim Ye are teaming up together, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, if you don't get that. And they're doing a children's clothing line. And Kim took to Snapchat. She was Snapchatting little baby Northwest wearing a hideous yellow sequins dress. But anyway, this is what she had to say on the Snapchat.
Hey, where's our model?
Here.
See, Daddy and Mommy are doing a kids' line, and these are some of the pieces. Northy picked out the colors and the fabric.
I mean...
Can I tell you, when that baby was born, I genuinely thought the baby's name was Northwest, so it was Northwest West. It's North.
I like it. I think it's cool.
I thought it was Northwest, because everyone was like, Northwest. They had a baby, Northwest. What's it called, Northwest? Anyway.
Hey, Jackie, you smashed it.
That was really great.
Jack Charles, thanks so much, mate. Really
You're
appreciate
so
it.
You're welcome.
Big future, this young man. Big, big future in radio. Probably not at this station, but a very, very big future. Look
not
out
as long
for
as you're
it.
Here, Jack.
Radio.
Time to do this. Once again, it's over. Back then, stay.
Music make you lose it. Throwback Thursday.
Way back.
Get
more Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Facebook and Instagram. Made for Melbourne.
Nova.
Have you had fun this morning, Sis?
I've had such a great time.
It's been a delight having you in. Thanks. Earlier on in the show, Brownie, Kate Tindall from the Western Bulldogs came in to talk about the new AFL Women's League that it starts this weekend. Kicking
Tinny,
off.
She was fantastic.
Tinny, that's right. Yeah, Tinny was in earlier. It's wonderful. I think there's genuine excitement about
this
league. Huge
excitement. And she's playing on Saturday night versus Fremantle at Witten Oval.
Kicks off on Friday night, though, Seals Carlton playing Collingwood.
Mm-hmm.
On the telly. So just
it's on the tally. It's on Channel 7 and Fox Footy Live.
Now, I just in terms of the promotion of the game, it's been wonderful. This the AFL kind of in a retro nod to a previous promotion from the early 90s that the men did this one for the women. Have a listen to these names: Kathy Freeman, Leland Chee, and Kelly Underwood.
Calling the game for women. I'd like to do that. Women kicking balls. I like to see that.
More women making Australian sporting history. Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Girls following their dreams. We'll show you that.
Yeah!
So good.
It's good. It's great.
It gets you fired up, doesn't
and
it?
And for someone who followed the game as a young man, that brought back memories of the early 90s or mid-90s when the AFL released that form of commercial with the men, of course, because the women were playing
for the centenary season, 1996, the 100-year anniversary of the AFL.
And Celia Pakwala, some of the names involved in a similar ad, there was many of them, were like Elton John, George Burns.
Iconic ad.
Hakeem Olajuwon, Evander Holyfield.
Elton John was in an ad talking about Australian football.
Doing that, absolutely. John Dale, well, have a listen to how it sounded, the original.
So these guys use their whole body to hit each other. Yeah, I like to see that.
These guys can catch a ball from 12 feet in the air. I like to see that.
Kick goals from 70 meters out.
I like to see that.
Shoots a goal!
That was the last one was Ian Wright, who found a great player for Arsenal.
Remember Desmond Tutu had an appearance.
What?
The Reverend Bishop Desmond Tutu was in it.
You're having pranks with me now.
No,
yes,
Desmond
you are. You go,
Tutu.
Oh, it'll be funny. We'll get Celia in. We'll talk about something we know she doesn't know anything about. We'll tell her Desmond Tutu talked about football.
Desmond Tutu.
Oh, Desmond God. Tutu.
I promise.
Said, something about
football. I'd like to see that. Yeah, he did.
I promise you.
Amazing.
I promise you. Now.
I can't believe George Burns was still alive.
Oh, they wheeled him out. Get. And I think he just said, Me making it to tomorrow, I'd like to see that. Like he was done at the end, Brownie. I think he was really done.
Wow.
But it's a great promotion. And as a youngster watching those ads, they got you going. They got you excited about the game. They've done it for the Women's League this year, and the AFL have also re-released it for the men's competition. I don't know if you know this, Seals, and they got myself and Jonathan Brown to voice it.
What?
Here you go.
Carlton never playing again on Friday night footy? I'd like to see that.
Josh Gibson picking up an opponent? I'd like to see that.
Richmond's season not being over after round six? I'd like to see that.
Mark Robinson doing AFL 360 sober? I'd like to see that.
Dipper back at Channel 7 as boundary rider? I'd like to see that.
Brownie returning the last 2 years of his wages to the Brisbane Lions? I'd like to see that. You're unbelievable.
Just as good. Powerful.
You know, it improved. That's just the new promo for the 2017 AFL men's season. But the women start this weekend. Get behind it.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Yeah! Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Explain what happens now at this part of the show with...
What happens?
We take a call.
Okay.
We go through some very pedestrian chat and then they get it announced that they're going to see Ed Sheeran in the Red Room in Sydney.
At the Opera House.
But the chat really has to be pedestrian, so try to lift it.
Don't try to do anything over there. Really bring my C game? I'll just really...
All right.
Okay. Good morning, Amanda. How are you going?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Oh, good. You know, I like the start of it. Amanda hasn't assumed anything.
Where are you from, Amanda?
I'm from Sandhurst.
Nice and boring.
How's the weather in Sandhurst?
The weather is pretty average.
Oh yeah.
Good.
What are you doing today, Amanda?
I'm just about to go to a gym session with my son.
Nice. Have they got a good golf course down at Sandhurst?
They do have a good golf course.
Guess what, Amanda? That chat was absolutely ordinary. And you're off to a cheering!
Thank you!
You're on the mate. The Sydney Opera House in Nova's private Red Room. It's not too shabby, Amanda. You did good.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Listen to Nova all day if you want to get there. Every hour today. Celia, thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are reinventing radio in front of my very eyes. That was incredible to be a part of.
Oh, yeah.
That chat was ordinary.
You're going to... Wow.
I've had a really great time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming in. Chrissy Swan, we'll be back tomorrow, Brownie, as will we.
We will be back tomorrow. But when are we going to see you next, Seals? On the TV? On the TV screens?
I think I did a show, Rosehaven. You can still catch on iView. On ABC.
If you want to watch that,
Luke McGregor is doing a stand-up show for the festival, so if you want to see a good stand-up show, look him up.
Get more Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Facebook and Instagram. Made for Melbourne. Nova.
Boys' Day!
Well, not quite, Dino, because, well, obviously that's my voice, Sam.
That is you, Samuel.
Good morning, Brownie.
I tell you what.
What?
We are going to see the seas part today. We may see... Port Phillip Bay just separated in half because Pang has turned up at 6 a.m. What the hell's going on, mate?
Chrissy Swan is away, trying to make up for all the years of absent motherhood. I'll take the kid to the school to school for the first days if that's going to make up for anything. But anyway, so I'm in. It's a pleasure to be here, Jonathan. It's also in a treat for us.
How'd you go with the alarm,
mate? Got up before it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Prepped.
2 hours before it, so I'm not... I'll run out of steam by 9. Shut up at 3.
run out of juice. We've got someone coming in at 7, though.
The one and only, Celia Pakwola. Comedian, actress, everything.
Writer.
Oh, she can do it all. And
Sam,
So, Dino, she'll be here from 7 till 9, so, you know, but the three of us will get you through till 7?
Absolutely.
We've got a little special for Celia too, just after 8, which a segment that is loved but hasn't been heard for quite a while on this station or on this show. We're going to put her through Good Cop, Bad Cop.
Oh, yes.
Yes. It's Boys' Day for 1 hour at least. And Ed Sheeran tickets not far. Speaking of him, here's Castle on the Hill. Set an alarm for 8:50 if you want to be at the Opera House. It's Chrissy, Sam and Brownie.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Here's what you're waking up to, Melbourne, and here's what you're waking up to, Sam Pang. This is a case of just like me reading a bedtime story to you, but it's a wake-up time story to you, mate. I'm going to go through the papers. There's a little bit happening. Bourke Street, Sam.
Yes.
Bourke Street protesters have turned up because the homeless camp has been moved on. because there is some renovations going on down there at the Flinders Street Station. So they were moved on and turned pretty violent yesterday. The clashes between police and the protesters down there at the camp. Now, most of the homeless people seem to move on peacefully. A few of them moved over across the road to St. Paul's Cathedral. But the protesters certainly seem to have caused quite a few problems. I reckon it's similar, well, the same protests that were involved in the Bendigo Street protest, of course, down there at Collingwood, the Bendigo Squatters.
Am I old haunt?
Your old haunt.
Just around the corner from Bendigo Street.
The acting commander, Stuart Bateson, said that the majority of the people who turned violent were not genuine homeless, but protesters who regularly turned up and antagonised police at different protests. They're our regular starters at any far-left protest. So there you go.
So they have...
So, Sam, were you down there, far-left protest?
You call it far-left. I call it having some compassion and some, you know, some care for your fellow man. That's fine. If it was up to you, you would just bulldoze the whole thing. That's fine. Different. Interesting that.
No.
All right.
You got an opinion, aren't you? You're going to add an opinion there. You're going to editorialise,
No,
are you?
Absolutely not. Right, if you want that...
Yeah, give it to me. What do you got?
No, I just said it. Okay. Move on.
Right, move on. Beautiful. Usain Bolt's arrived. The big fellas, he arrived for the Nitro Series, of course, which starts down at the old Lakeside Oval.
What is the Nitro Series for those who don't know, Jonathan?
The Nitro Series is a series where teams from Australia, New Zealand, England, China and Japan compete against Usain Bolt's all-star team. So it's mainly based around the athletics. Starts this Saturday night and then next Thursday and Saturday night as well.
Do you reckon it's going to be a hit?
I reckon it will be a hit, and I reckon they've probably got a bit of a coin. They need to do something to fix up athletics. No one watches athletics except for at the Olympics, which, of course, was last year. So Usain Bolt is the headliner. He's here. He's staying at Crown, so he'll be appearing Saturday night on the decks.
You ever met him?
DJ?
You ever met him in your travels?
I have met him.
Oh, it's the rarefied air, Dino, that this man just walks in.
He had a crack at Kyle.
Well, I met him when he was tuning Kyle's up at the bar one night. Miss Collins, so...
What? Sorry. So...
Yeah, she's loyal as an old dog, Carlos.
In 1 year and almost 2 weeks, I've learnt that both Bernie Vince and Usain Bolt have... you've caught them just, having a quiet chat with Kylie Brown, have they?
Yeah, exactly right.
What did you say when you went up to... It wasn't like Steve Quatermain and Claude Van Damme, was it?
Usain Bolt, no, I went up and said, can I get a selfie?
Chrissy Swan not here this morning. That's the best we can do. It's a cracking version. Well done, Dino.
It's funny, isn't it? Since we turned the corner into February after the Australian Open, the AFL has just infiltrated the papers, Sam. Everyone's talking about the AFL. There have been a lot more articles now in the paper.
It is quite. It's almost as the change was so sudden. It's almost as big as the one when the racing all of a sudden gets the back 8 pages of the Herald Sun. During the spring carnival, all of a sudden out of nowhere. But footy is always in the news. And Jonathan Brown, you were spotted at Collingwood training yesterday.
Was I spotted?
Well, you texted me and you said you were there. So what did you see, big fella, for all those Collingwood supporters out there?
I went down there to the Holden Centre, down there just off the Arrow. It was good. They train really well. It's actually in the papers today, their training session, because obviously there's a huge interest in the Pies and Nathan Buckley. Under a lot of pressure this year, even said that if he doesn't make finals at the end of last year, he said if he doesn't make finals in 2017, he expects to be given the heave-ho. I know his president, Eddie, wasn't that happy about those comments. Certainly felt like it added the pressure to Bucks, because he loves Bucks. But I think certainly Collingwood have the potential to play finals. They've got some big midfield names, haven't they? Pendlebury, Sidebottom, Brody Grundy's in there, of course. And they've got a few inclusions like Treloar and Taylor Adams, a few of those guys. So
the
midfield's good. Darcy Moore, I was watching him yesterday. Darcy Moore is the best athlete I've seen. I mean, he's up there with Buddy, almost better. He for a bloke who's 6'6", 6'7", he's as quick as anyone. They were doing 60-metre sprints at the end of it, and he was winning the 60-metre sprint. So
Darcy Moore is the best athlete you've ever seen.
Well, for a big bloke, no doubt really? About it.
Usain Bolt? Carl Lewis? AFL. Michael Johnson? Daley Thompson? The great...
Daley Thompson was good. The decathlete, wasn't he, back in the 80s?
I got a question anyway, for you.
So that was good, but the key position stocks is a bit of a concern for mine. So I think they need everything to go absolutely right for them to make the finals this year.
Why are we talking about a Collingwood training session in February?
because of the huge interest around Collingwood. We know that. And there was a few people down there yesterday to watch it. But they've got to improve their ball movement and improve their kicking. So there you go. There's the Collingwood update. You can get the rest of the updates from Swanee in the Jungle on Channel 10.
All right. Some other news is that the Western... the media. There's some, yes, some subtle changes in the media, Jonathan Brown, where your mob, Fox Footy, have signed Matthew Pavlich.
I see that. To do the Perth games. That's a big get because always been in the Channel 7 stable.
Oh, okay. That is a big get then.
Fox Footy have been able to nail him down.
Yeah, Fox Footy, did anyone who signed him, have they ever actually heard him commentate?
I believe he's a very insightful commentator and very intelligent. He brings
things to, I'll give you this. He brings things to life. He's got a lot of energy, a lot of personality, and it'll just scream through the screen. Hey, the other thing is, too, in terms of the Herald Sun.
Yes.
Here's one for you.
What's that?
Lloyd in, yes. Brown out.
Oh, that's right.
Valet to Jonathan Brown's weekly article in the in the Herald Sun. It's gone, big fella, after 1 year.
Yeah, put the queue in the rack, mate. Put the queue in the rack. And Lloyd's taken over. He's a fantastic columnist. So I'm going to burn the paper at the end of this show. But anyway, so Lloyd, he'll be back on. Sam, I just felt the article's getting in the way of our golf game. What do you got for us now?
Last one for me. There's big news. The reigning premiers, the Western Bulldogs, they had an announcement yesterday where Bob Murphy is returning, returning from a knee injury and also returning as captain of the club, taking over from Easton Wood. Here's his thoughts.
Luke and the club, were steadfast in saying that we'd love you to go around again, and I was only more than happy to take on the role.
Wow, magnificent delivery from Bob there. That was Pavlich-esque.
Sharpen up, Bob. You want a career in the media post?
Jonathan, why would a club get rid of a premiership captain like Easton Wood?
Well, he's not. Easton Wood, of course, is the premiership captain. They're not getting rid of him. He's on their list.
No, but why would you replace him
Bob
as captain?
Bob Murphy's the spiritual captain. They have got a young squad down there, okay? Now, they've won the premiership ahead of time. Got some young Turks down there that are brash and bold, but an experienced head like Bob Murphy, just to keep everyone on the straight, keep them leading right down the path. Of course, but as if Bob Murphy wouldn't want to come back and be the premiership captain. They could go on and win premierships going forward as well. I think it's a good move. Easton Wood would feel more comfortable with Bob Murphy being his senior, and he'll continue to support. Easton Wood will get his opportunity in a permanent basis going forward.
Western Bulldogs have replaced their premiership captain, Easton Wood. I think they should take it one step further. Get rid of Beveridge.
Nova. Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang, and Jonathan Brown.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
let's get the show started. Chrissy's Celebrity Stuff.
No, it's not Chrissy's Celebrity Stuff. It is Jackie the Lackey, our baby producer. Hello, mates.
Hey, how you going?
It's your debut.
We could have changed the opener.
Well done, mate. Far away.
Regular listeners to this show would recognise Jack Charles from our child producer who has cracking interviews with the big stars, of which he basically talks about himself for 10 minutes. Morning, Jack.
It's a good one. Morning.
What do you got for us,
mate? So, Beyonce's pregnant, as you would have heard Maddie say, at 6. So she took to Instagram to post that picture, which is on our Insta, at Chrissy Salmon Brownie. I mean, be better with the shot. To start with.
Doesn't even look like it.
No, I know. And the floral stuff behind her looks like it's from the 80s. Anyway, good on her. She's having twins.
Beautiful.
How old is she? Do you know?
No.
How old's Beyonce, Brandon, you reckon?
She'd be 38.
Yeah, I reckon 30s.
38. So won't be making an appearance at the Super Bowl next week?
No, she won't. She won't. And Blue Ivy is just turned 5.
Sorry. Blue Ivy. Is that a kid?
Yeah.
Yes.
Their daughter.
Blue Ivy, that's right.
Blue Ivy. Speaking of Super Bowl, Miranda Kerr is appearing in a Super Bowl commercial alongside Cam Newton.
Yes, Cam Newton was the MVP last year. Carolina Panthers.
Do you see the confidence in which you said that? Can you say his name again?
What's your first experience with NFL?
Yeah, up at the farm over the summer break with the big dog, I sat down with him and watched what they call it?
An NFL game.
We watched an NFL game.
What are you doing up at the farm? I thought it was special to go up at the farm, mate. Everyone's been up there.
Yeah. He bowled over a bottle of vodka too. God almighty. The kid's got a problem. Anyway.
With some help.
That's right. With
Miranda's appearing in this commercial for a car company called Buick. So it's a 60-second commercial, and they've sort of like all their news outlets have run with it, making out like she's in it heaps. She literally says 3 words at the very end of it. Here's a
good-looking Buick right there. That's a Buick.
and I'm a supermodel.
Nice play, Billy!
Miranda Kerr?
Hey!
So she says, nice play, Billy.
Yeah. I didn't even realise she was the big thing over there. Anyway, but she's dating old mate Snapchat owner Evan.
Hey, so, Beyonce's 35, right. By the way.
Oh, 35, there you go. Good one. So much.
What do you reckon? How many, just a quick round the ground, how many takes for Miranda to nail that line?
8.
Jack?
17?
23.
There you go. Spot on, Dino.
She's going to pay good coin now to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. James Blunt.
Super Bowl ads are up to four mil per
US,
30 seconds.
Yeah, US 5 mil. So James Blunt is announced that he's following up his 2013 album Moon's Landing in January, and he shared like this video of himself sitting in a bath looking like he was nude saying, I've got something big to show you, panned down his phone, and it was like a vinyl record on his schlong. So he then moved on with it. He's releasing the album, but he said in an interview that he's scared of releasing it because he's tired of doing the same old miserable songs, like that song. But like, cheer up, champ. This is the reason you're a somebody.
Cheer up, champ.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Cheer up, champ. This is the reason you're a somebody. Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely. That'll be the name of his next album.
Cheer up, champ.
Cheer up, champ.
James Blunt.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Time to talk some movies, Brownie.
Exactly right.
Who doesn't love movies? Movie, everyone loves movies.
Well, the other night we sent a bit of a text message volley, didn't we, mate?
I will go to the phone and I'll read out a text message that I got at 9:09 on Tuesday. Channel 402, Pacino and De Niro at their finest.
This is from me.
That's right. And I thought, wow, straight away, heat's on.
Heat's on.
For the 110th time.
Yep.
What did I reply to you, Jonathan?
You replied to me, and Ronan is on Channel Go.
Ronan is on Go every second night.
Big night for De Niro.
Big night for
De
Niro.
Yes, it was a big night for De Niro.
But there are two movies that I think you'll agree. If they're on, doesn't matter. If you're flicking around and you see Heat, well, you just stop and you'll watch it no matter where it's up.
I was preparing to go to bed. I had my bowl of fruit and yogurt, and I was about to go upstairs and jump into the sack about probably 9:30, but I was switching through the movie channels and saw Heat, and I thought, I'm gone. I've instantly looked at the end. It said 11:15 finish time. I thought, well, I'm stuck. I cannot leave the couch. Got no choice.
Got no choice.
I have to at least get through to the cafe scene of Heat. Now, Heat is one of the great cops and robbers movies all time, mainly about an armed robbery crew. Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Val Kilmer, John Voight. The list goes on and on and on. It's one of the all-time classics. It's been an inspiration for many armed robbery in real life. But cafe scene is arguably the best scene you'll ever see in movies.
Because that movie is the first time that Pacino and De Niro ever appeared opposite, in the same scene. They were in the same movie together, Godfather 2, but they were never in the same scene because of the time lapse there with their characters. Heat is one for me. If you're flicking around, I'll stop on it. Ronan is another one. It's another De Niro one. It's a classic. It's on every second night. You know one, if I'm flicking around and I see Tom Hanks on the island in Castaway. Mate, I'm in. I'm in, mate. Because, it doesn't even matter. If I get it early and he's fat or is he thin and he's spearing fish, I don't know which one. I'm in.
Yeah, you're right.
Wilson.
It does hook you in. It does hook you in. Well,
the other one, big fella.
The other one for me is, of course, Red. Shawshank Redemption. Now, Payne, we want to know this because this would be, everyone can relate to this topic. It's not your favourite movie.
No, it's just a movies that you'll stop and watch when you're flicking around, no matter where it is, where they're up to in the movie. If you see it, you're in. And I'll just give you one. Give us a call, Dana. What's the number?
13 2410. Call right now.
But this is another one for me, Brownie. Naughty.
I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
If I see Notting Hill on, I'm in.
You're in.
I'm in, mate.
Adriana, look out.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast. Made for me. Nova 100.
Talking about movies, Brownie, that you'll stop and watch no matter where you're up to in terms of you flicking around.
That's right. You see
it's on, doesn't matter where it is in the movie you'll watch. We've got Heat. We've got Castaway. Notting Hill. You got another one?
The Rock. Connery and Nicolas Cage. saw it about 15 times, I reckon. It's just one that locks you in. It's a random one, I know, but set on Alcatraz.
Sneaking into Alcatraz.
Mm.
I think
what do you got?
Nicolas Cage played the role of Stanley Goodspeed in that. We've got some callers, though, Dino.
Mickey from Mulgrave, huh, mate?
G'day, boys. How are you?
Hey, Mick. How are you, mate?
Well, I reckon this one could be right up Pangy's lane. Bit of Caddyshack.
Oh,
mate, classic.
Rodney Dangerfield, Bill Murray.
A classic.
Can't go wrong, boys.
1980, I believe. Tragically snubbed at the Oscars. But it's a great, great movie, mate.
Brilliant.
Hey, Mick, I was going through JB Hi-Fi last week and it was on special, 2-for-1. Caddyshack and Cannonball Run for $6.49.
No, that is an absolute bargain if I've ever heard one.
You know what the greatest thing about Caddyshack is, Mick? I don't know if you agree, but you know the Rodney Dangerfield's character in that? Do you know he does it? He's almost not actually acting. He's just doing his act.
He's just doing his
stand-up act. He just does jokes. It's not even like a... Actually, we've got an actress coming in, Celia Pequala. We'll ask about that, about just doing your lines from your act in a movie.
That's right.
Caddyshack, great one, Mick.
Right on, Mick.
Stewie in Yarraville, what do you got for us?
Well, if you're flipping through looking for a comedy, a drama, we grew up in northern Canada where we had nothing but state-sponsored Farmer Vision. So the one that we would go for would be Adventures in Babysitting. Remember with Elizabeth Shue?
I'm going to say I don't.
No, but I don't
I've never seen that one. No, oh, you got to get on that stuff.
Any Elizabeth Shue reference is always welcomed on this show. Adventures in Babysitting, Stuart. Tell us about it quickly.
So she's babysitting and then has to go in to pick up a friend who's decided on that night to run away from home. Their car breaks down and then the hijinks ensue in the city. But if you're looking for more of a drama, then classic would be A League of Their Own, Tom Hanks, Madonna.
Oh, yes. Billy Paul was going bananas at that out. So there you go. Well done, Stuart. Good nominations Dino?
Kate in Brighton, what do you got?
Oh, hi. I am obsessed with what I call dad justice movies. So Clear and Present Danger, Double Jeopardy with Ashley Judd.
Double Jeopardy?
Got our attention there, Kate.
Don't forget the magnificent performance of Tommy Lee Jones in that as well, by the way.
I know, there's a lot of cheek chewing. He likes to chew the inside of his cheeks. And look, when she falls off the ferry, I mean, you know, you can talk about Nicole Kidman in The Hours, or you can talk about Ashley falling off the ferry, because it really is drama.
Well, she's a beautiful woman, Kate, Ashley Judd.
And there's also a gym workout montage in jail where she decides to get revenge.
That is amazing.
Get more Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Facebook and Instagram. Made for Melbourne. Nova.